Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Blog Talk Radio's Junior Giant, and we'd like to welcome everyone to our show. We're so happy to have you here. It's been a while since we've been here, so we're happy that everyone was able to make it today. First of all, we want to give a shout out to our parents for their consistent and continuous support of our show. I have with us this morning the Junior Giant reporters, and I'm always happy to have them with us. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Morning.
Good morning.
And our Junior Giants are just growing and maturing and doing all kinds of things. They're doing well in school, and they are striving to be just the best that they can be. When you are a Junior Giant, there are high expectations of you. You're expected to try to excel in everything you set your hands to do. They're not expected to be perfect, but they are expected to try. And I have what I consider the cream of the crop of children, and I'm thankful to God for them. Today we're very excited to be coming to you with an interesting topic. It's one thing for us to send our children to church and let them listen to the preacher and all those kind of great things, but there comes a time when they've got to know what they believe about God for themselves. And so today our topic is going to be what I believe about God and why I believe it. And so the Junior Giants were asked if they could tell me what they believe about God. What do they believe to be true about God? And why is it that they believe it? Do they just believe it because somebody told them? And we're just going to see what their relationship with God is. And so then we're also blessed today to have on our show Miss Latrice Williams, and she's going to be talking with us today about bullying. She's at the genesis of her new program regarding bullying, and we just want to have the opportunity to have her on the show, talk to the children, and hopefully we'll be able to check in with her as her program grows. Bullying is in epidemic proportions here in the United States in the schools, and so it's something that needs to be addressed. So we're grateful to have Ms. Latrice with us this morning. Good morning, Ms. Latrice.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is our sincere pleasure. As we get started, we're going to have one of the Junior Giants is going to interview her. And so this morning I kind of feel led to start off with a prayer. We have been doing this now for 1 year, and we're grateful to God that he has allowed us to have this privilege to work with these young people. And when I tell you these are outstanding young people, believe me, they are outstanding. And so I'm going to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to get started. And I'm going to say, God, I thank you for a brand new day. And I thank you, God, for this opportunity to be in the lives of these young people and those that are listening by phone or by over the internet. God, we ask that you would take this show and send it out to those who need to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Let our Junior Giants know, God, that they don't have to be ashamed of the gospel or of the things that they believe, but that they can stand up just like a giant and speak on your behalf. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Bless every home of the children that these children live in. We ask God in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys, we're going to get started. And I think today we're going to start off our show. Once again, the topic of our show is, what is it that you believe about God and why? Okay. I believe we're going to start this morning with Miss Ariana Mack. Ariana, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
You're doing good? How was your week?
Good.
Was a good week? Okay.
Yeah.
Go on and tell us what it is that you believe about God.
Well, I believe about God that is on that. And he died for our sins, and that He loves us no matter what we do. He loves us. He spared our lives for us.
Okay, Ariana, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your phone is breaking up. Can you get somewhere where you can have clear reception?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
You're still breaking up.
Okay. Well, now.
While we wait, okay, let me go ahead and start your report over.
The reason I love Jesus is because He spared our life for us, and He loves us no matter what we do. He loves us in the saints, even if we sin behind anybody's back. He will always love us. He let us live another day to see, and when He comes back, we know that if we trust in Him always, that we will go home with Him, and He will always love us.
Okay, so that's why you love Him. Tell me something you know about God for yourself.
Well, I know that God, can you repeat that question again?
Tell me what it is that you know about God, something that you know, that you have experienced, whether it's through your parents or through yourself. Tell me something that you know about God.
Well, you know that I have sickle cell, and my dad said that this is a thing that I'm not in the hospital because I know that God told me of this disease, that I won't get sick because of this disease, and He just told me for me to be sick, to not sick, and to go to school like a normal person and act like a normal person without being sick in the hospital, and I'm thankful for that.
Okay, that's very good. So that lets you know that God is a healer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so knowing that God is a healer, how does that make you feel about God?
It makes me feel that I'm really happy that God is here with me. He will always be here with me if I always trust in Him. Because if I really wasn't always a believer, I probably wouldn't be here. I would probably be sick in the hospital bed laying in a hospital bed sick. But since I do believe in Him, I am right here right now.
All right. And that's excellent. That's excellent. Because the things that you're going through, it's not just for this moment, but you're learning a very powerful lesson at a very young age, and I'm so happy about that. So sometimes we may not want to have certain illnesses, but we have them for a reason. Okay? Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Okay, we're going to go now to, that was an excellent report. We're going to go now to Sister Faith. And Faith, I want you to tell me what it is that you believe about God and why you believe that. Okay, maybe I hit the wrong button. That's me. Faith?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so can you tell me what it is that you believe about God and why you believe it?
I believe that God, that He is a Savior and that He saved us because He loved us. He loves us, and I believe that He still does and that He's coming back for us to be with Him and love Him even more.
Okay, why do you believe that?
Because I believe it because I love Him, and because I believe that He is coming back.
Okay, who told you?
Who told me that?
Uh-huh, who told you that?
Well, it's for me, like, reading the Bible and listening in church and, yeah.
Okay, that's good answers. Good report.
Thank you.
And I want you guys to be encouraged to continue to believe and trust in God. because I believe God is going to take us to someplace fantastic in a very short time. I think he's going to start doing things in your life where you're going to really know that he's God. And before we, I want to do one more before we go to our musical break. I want to do Ariel. Ariel, are you there this morning? Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you this morning? Okay, I need you to speak into the phone because I cannot hear you.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Are you on speakerphone? Hello? Ariel? Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties. Ariel, are you there? Hello? Okay, what we're going to do is while Ariel is straightening out her technical difficulties, we're going to go on to, but I need her to, we're going to go on to our interview. Are you there? Ariel? Okay, Ariel, come to the phone. Okay. Can you tell us what it is that you believe about God and why? Ariel? Ariel?
I can't hear you. Okay. I can hear you. My phone is having technical difficulties.
Okay, she needs to give her, she needs to talk on your phone. In the meantime, we're going to move on, but she needs to talk on your phone because I cannot hear her.
Okay. What'd you say?
We're going to move on. Sorry for our technical difficulties. We are blessed, like I said earlier, to have a guest with us, and we're going to prepare to do our guest. But before we do, I'm going to go to DeJory. We call her Dee Dee. Dee Dee, I want you to tell me what it is that you believe about God and why you believe it.
What I believe about God, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I believe about God is that he answers prayers. And the reason I believe that is because I've experienced it twice. Because I've prayed at school to something small just to get my name pulled out for something, to win something. And a few seconds later, when they pulled out the name, it was my name. And I believe he answers prayers because of that. And that's it. Well, that's the main reason. And that's it.
What other times has he answered your prayers?
How do I say this? There are lots of times. And so, like, different things that I wanted and different things that are really important to me.
Can you give me an example?
It's another one about school. And so here it goes. They were picking out a name for 4-H, and I had never really won anything at my school. And so I had prayed really hard that this time would be different, and it was, because when they pulled out the name, it was my name, and I got to pull from a basket to see what my prize was, and that was it.
when I was talking to you when we were putting these stories together, you were telling me about your mother's healing. Can you tell me about that?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the things.
Okay, I can.
Okay.
So, my mom has been having, she's been having seizures, but she's been taking her pills to keep her from having seizures. And it's been a few months since she's actually had a seizure. And so I'm really grateful.
So was that something that you prayed about?
No.
Was that something that you prayed about?
Yes, I've prayed many times for it.
Okay.
And she hasn't had a seizure in a few months, and I thank God for that.
Okay.
That's something that's really big for me.
Okay. And one of the things I want you all to realize, and for we have quite a few listeners this morning, so I want you all to realize that when you pray, you may not see immediate results that right that very second, but the thing to do is to continue to believe that what you prayed is going to happen. That's called faith. And so it's important that you hold on to your faith, regardless of what things look like. Continue to believe that God is going to do for you what you ask him to do. And if you do your part, he's going to do his part. And I just want you all to be aware of that and know that God is always listening, always, always listening. And that you don't have to be afraid when you pray. You don't have to worry about the prayer that you prayed. You want to just trust that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, okay? Dee Dee, can you go on and do your interview with Ms. Latrice Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're on.
Are we ready? Okay. So, hello, first of all.
Hi, Dee Dee, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Okay, well, here's my first question. What made you interested in the issue of bullying?
Well, as a child, I witnessed bullying, and I also bullied as a child, and not only that, I have my bullying at school, and I have nieces and nephews that have also experienced bullying at school, as well as teaching children's church. A lot of the little girls and boys that I get to speak with bullying at school, and some of them have even admitted to being bullied at school. So it just became, very important to me, because I think that it's something that we've overlooked for a long time, and I feel like it's very, very important for us as parents, teachers, administration, school, to educate each other about bullying.
Wow. What type of information have you gathered about bullying?
Well, I gathered, bullying is worldwide. It's not just the United States. Most people either know someone that has been, bullied, or participated in bullying. So it is something that is way bigger than, I feel like it's one of those things that should be talked about all the time, because it's getting so bad to where a lot of these kids, they're not as fortunate as us to come from, a background where our parents, can share the word and encourage us and empower us. These kids, some of them feel hopeless. And, the suicide rate because of bullying is going up. And I think it's time for us to really take a look at this situation and really start educating our youth. And not just, middle school age, elementary age, high schoolers, even college. You know, bullying happens even in the workplace with adults. So, you know, it's not age. It's not about age. It's bullying just happens, period. So we just really want to educate ourselves to handle situations when we're bullied or if we witness someone being bullied.
That's so true. Can you tell us about the information you're putting out?
Well, what I did was, you know, I was just upset. I had watched something on the news, and it was another child that was, I think, 8 or 9 years old that decided to commit suicide because he had been bullied every day at school, and he just decided to end his life. Well, I just decided to start basically just a Facebook page just to start posting some of the, you know, there's so many suicides. I just started posting the information like every single day so people can be aware that this is serious. And a lot of times as parents and teachers and adults, we feel like our kids are exempt, meaning that this can't happen to us, this can't happen to our kids. And most of the parents who have lost children that have been bullied due to suicide, they felt the same way. It was a complete shock to them that anything was going on, and they didn't recognize like the physical or psychological damage that was going on to their children. So it's just something that I just decided. I was just angry, I was sad, and I just started posting and just putting information out there and hope to further, you know, the topic of bullying through some more outreach and things like that.
Okay. What are your future goals?
My future goals as far as bullying is, just so you know, my Facebook page is called I Bully Bullies, and it definitely does not promote retaliating or bullying anyone. But basically, when you say I bully bullies, it means that you bully any obstacle in your life that is threatening you. It could be I bully fear, you know, to overcome fear, or I bully, you know, anything that is negative. You're basically, you know, trying to overcome the situation. So my future goal is not only to, you know, speak and put the information out there about bullying, but also, you know, to empower young adults. You know, the Bible talks about how in that there's a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. It's things like that. It's just how much power that we have from the Word of God and from a relationship with God. And you know, certain things do not apply to us. You know, we have the power. So I just want to empower young adults and so that they're really, you know, just steadfast and immovable and know that when someone comes and calls you out of your name and they pick on you, you know who you are. You know that you're an heir to the throne. You know you belong to Jesus. And it just, when you know that, it's like, it's almost laughable when somebody comes and calls you out of your name because you're like, who are they talking? Do they know who I am? You know, so it's just when bullies bully, they like to find people that react in a dramatic way when you act off balance. They don't bother individuals as much when you have your stuff together. When you know, when they come to you and say something and you don't give them the ammunition, they know not, a lot of them know not to mess with you. So it's just knowing who you are and having that power. And my mission is just to empower young adults to bully anything in their life that is negative, not to go and bully other individuals, but just you're basically saying, no, this is not happening. This is not happening to me. I know who I am. So that is my goal, just to empower.
Okay. And so, like, what would you say to a child being bullied?
Well, first of all, I would say tell. If there is a child being bullied, I would say first, if it's at school, you know, tell your teachers, tell the administrators, tell your parents. And sometimes, you know, these administrators and these teachers, you know, they don't all take it seriously, but you keep telling, you keep going to the principal, you keep going to your teachers, you keep telling your parents. And I know most of my kids, you know, that I teach, if they tell their parents that they're being bullied, they take it very seriously. And that's why I want to put the information out there so parents understand how serious it is. And if you are being attacked or beaten or hit, it is definitely your right to defend yourself. I know that kids worry about consequences and being suspended from school, but you should definitely defend yourself if someone is physically harming you. Do the best you can to get out of the situation or to run away, but if you cannot, if you get backed into a corner, you definitely want to defend yourself.
Okay. So what would you say to the bully?
To the bully? I would say look out because, you know, through empowering young individuals, actually to the bully, you have to understand this as well. Bullies are, a lot of them are created at home, and I wanted to bring this point home. A lot of parents that speak openly about other individuals, when you are gossiping around your children, that is a way that the kids will, you know, they feel like they can, it's like separation, how you your parents may separate yourself from someone else by speaking negatively. That creates bullies. When your kids hear your conversation and what you say about other people, that's where it starts at home. Gossip about other children can cause your children or other people, that makes bullies. Aggression at home, when parents are aggressive and violent, that creates bullies. So we have to understand that bullying can start at home. And I also want to say that parents need to recognize that, you know, if your children can be the bully. You know, I know my kids. I know the type of personalities they are. That's why I talk to them about being bullied all the time. You know, you have to really have an open dialogue of communication with your kids, but you have to be careful what you say and be careful about speaking about other people in front of your children because they go to school and they feel it's okay to treat someone else the same way that they heard you talking about somebody. So that's really important.
And I can relate to some of those kids out there who have been bullied because I was bullied when I was in elementary. So
yeah.
If they were, like, afraid to talk to their parents because of what was going on, they weren't sure whose side they were going to be on, what would you say to them?
Say that again. Okay, go ahead. Repeat
like
the question.
Like, if the children were afraid to talk to their parents because of what they would say, what would you say to them about that?
I would say just try. You know, try sometimes. You know, as a child, I felt like I couldn't really talk to my parents. And my daughter even sometimes feels like she can't talk to me because she already knows what I'm going to say, you know. And I'm a parent, so, I'm not perfect. So I know the way, you know, the parents, we don't always react the way that we should when our kids are trying to talk to us. So what I started telling her to do, because you can't interrupt a letter, you know. Sometimes when she feels like she can't get her point across, she'll leave a letter for me or she'll write it down. That way there's no dialogue. There's no way I can interrupt her. There's no way that I can, you know, say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I have to read her whole letter. And then I can get my thoughts together and then be able to address the situation. So if you feel like you have parents that you can't talk to that are not listening and you're being bullied, write it down. Say, Mom, Dad, look, this is what's been going on with me at school. I've been bullied. I'm afraid to talk to you. Please tell me what I can do. But, you know, whatever you can do. But make sure that you let your parents, your administrators and your teachers know that it's going on because there's, like, a no tolerance, you know, for bullying now because the schools are now starting to understand how serious bullying is. So you really want to make sure that if you're at school, that if you can get to an administrator, if you can get to your teacher and let her know that you're being bullied and make, you know, if it's not addressed, you know, of course, still tell your parents. But you want to make sure that you've done all you can. And not only if you're bullied, but if you witness someone else that is being bullied, you are responsible for letting someone know because you don't know what kind of home environment these kids are going home to. They could be getting bullied at home as well. So if they're getting bullied at school, say they come to school and their clothes, you know, are wrinkled and maybe they don't smell nice or, you know, they look different. You don't know what's going on at home. So they get bullied at school, and then they go home and get bullied. And then that leaves them feeling hopeless. So you want to definitely be proactive in if you witness someone being bullied, you are responsible for telling because you never know what can happen.
Okay. Thank you. And can you say that Facebook page one more time? but people
my,
can't
my
hear.
My Facebook page is called, it's called I Believe Bullies, and it's taking a stand. It's standing up against bullying. So, you know, I started working. I have a T-shirt, actually, and I just started wearing it around, and everybody's like, I want that T-shirt because, you know, we're just not going to tolerate it. We're not going to tolerate it anymore, and we're going to definitely, you know, empower young people on what to do in situations and even how to defend themselves if they need to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Was that all the questions you had for me?
Yes, ma'am.
And I also wanted to say one more thing about cyberbullying. It's the new thing now. A lot of bullying and suicides are happening because of cyberbullying, bullying on the Internet, bullying on Facebook. So we definitely want to be mindful of that as well. I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of the studies that are coming out about bullying, most of it has to do with cyberbullying.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Latrice, we want to thank you for being a guest on our show. Can you tell us where we can get the T-shirt?
Well, actually, I'm gonna post the ones that, you know, that I had made on my site next week. And what I'm trying to do is, you know, of course, I feel like having mine made, I paid way too. I'm trying to find someone to make them at a lower cost so that I could sell them, you know, more affordable. So I will definitely be posting them on my Facebook page. So
okay.
I'll keep you guys, look for updates on I Bully Bullies on Facebook.
Okay. And we want to thank you for championing this cause because it is very serious. And I want to ask a question, if you would just hang on for a moment. I want to ask a question
okay.
to the other Junior Giants. I want to know, this is not a topic that is new to us. This is one that we have addressed before, even in the very beginning of our show. So I want to ask the Junior Giants, how many of you have experienced bullying? Are we going to get silence this morning?
Oh, I haven't. Have not.
Okay. How many of you, let's put it this way, how many of you have witnessed someone else being bullied?
I have.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, for those of you who witnessed it and aren't saying anything, or if you are a bully, my Junior Giants should not be bullies. That just goes against the whole code of being a Junior Giant. But if you have witnessed someone being bullied, you need to understand that it's just as wrong for you to stand by and say nothing as it is for the bully to be bullying that child. Because when you see something that's wrong and you don't speak out against it, you're helping to allow it to continue. Ms. Latrice talked about fear. Because of the God that you carry, that's why I need you to understand why you believe in God. What is it about God that you believe? Then I need you to understand that because of the God that's inside of you, you don't have to be afraid. You ask God to protect you, and you go on and do what you know is right to do. But when you do wrong and people know that you are a Christian, then they don't respect your Christian lifestyle because you're not living up to it. And so I want you to remember that you're a light in that school. You shouldn't be the one bullying. And if you're seeing bullying, then you need to report it, and you need to report it until something is done, okay? I hear some of you saying you may not, if you can't talk to your parents, and this is for the children, other children that may be listening, if you can't talk to your parents, and sometimes that's just the case, sometimes, first of all, you have to realize that your parents may get upset, but your parents love you, and they don't want you to be hurt. But if you can't talk to other children, to your parents, go to a teacher, go to somewhat adult that you trust, another relative, go to your teachers at church, whatever you need to do, because you have a right to be safe. And when you are feeling so down and depressed, it's hard for you to just function, period. You need to tell somebody. And as long as you don't tell, that bully has power over you. And so that's not just for the junior giants. That's for all the young people that are listening this morning. You have a right to be safe. You have a right to go to school without anybody harassing you. And so if someone is harassing you, then please, by all means, tell somebody. And tell them immediately. And you tell them until something is done. And if you don't get results in the beginning, go back. Find somebody else. And you will get the help. You can call me, and I will try to help you. It's what I do for a living. So my number is 678-516-5570. If you need to call, you need help in that area, please, by all means, you're welcome to call. Okay. Ms. Latrice, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be looking on your Facebook page, I Bully Bullies, and we're going to be looking for the T-shirts, and we want to support you in any way that we can. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I will definitely keep you guys updated and put the information out there. And, you know, the best advice is just, you know, to be proactive and not for kids not to just go on about their day and someone being bullied and think that they're just going to go home and be okay, because you never know. You never know what could happen, and you just always want to be vocal. And you stand up for others like Christ stood up for you. So you guys have a great morning, and thank you again for having me.
Do you mind if we put your information on our webpage?
Not at all.
Okay, we're gonna put a link to the I Bully Bullies on the Junior Giant webpage, so that when someone is going on that page, that they can automatically click onto your website or your Facebook page.
Yeah, and Junior Giants and others, when you go on my Facebook page, feel free to share your experiences with either witnessing bullying or being bullied yourself, because, you know, that is definitely helpful when people can get an understanding and say, well, you know, I know Dee Dee. You know, when you think about someone you don't know committing suicide, it doesn't affect the heart as much as somebody, you know, that's being bullied that you know. But we should be concerned about all the information, you know, your stories about being bullied, if you witnessed somebody being bullied, and also what you did about it. Don't put down if you told a teacher, or if you notified someone, or if you stood up for them, so we can get a little, you know, a little blog going about bullying.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I'll be speaking soon.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue with our show. We're going to go to Simeon. Simeon, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you this morning?
I'm well.
Would you give us some information about what you believe about God and why?
What I believe about His Son, the Savior of the world. I also believe that He's the one living God. Also, I believe that He made heaven. And why I believe it is because I have proof of all that. The proof is the Bible. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Bible verses are other ways. I believe that all I've talked about so far, that God is there, and it would help us if we pray to Him. And that's all.
Okay. I like that you use the Bible verses, because the Bible is real, and that is how we know that God is real. It's God's word to us. Good job. Well done.
And And please pray for me to have a great birthday on Monday of October 8, 2012.
Your birthday?
Yes, ma'am. I'm turning 10.
You're turning 10. All right. We will remember that. Okay, you guys hear that on October 10th? When is that?
8.
October 8th, you're going to be turning 10. When is that?
On Monday.
Monday. Okay. We'll be remembering you on Monday then. Okay?
Okay.
Ariel, are you there now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for getting a better phone or better reception.
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell me what it is that you believe about God and why?
Well, I believe that God is, how can I put it? I believe that he is the one that, he created us. He's the one that created us. He's the one that gives us life, and he's the one that could take it away. And I thank him for letting me live, because I've done some stuff in my life that my dad told me that God could have taken me away in an instant. And so I thank him for that and the mercy and grace that he's given me throughout my days on this earth. And I hope that one day, well, hope soon that I will learn what the, because I know I'm saved and all, but it's different. It's kind of different at school. And so I kind of change. So I hope he helps me not to change at school, help me to be the person in my church that I am at school. And why I believe that is because I've done some things and said some things that I thought my parents would never find out about, and they found out, and I didn't get in trouble for it. They were just really, really disappointed in me.
How many of you guys take Jesus to school with you? Out of the Junior Giants, how many do you take Jesus to school with you?
I do.
Hello. Who's I do?
DeJore.
Okay, DeJore. Who else?
Can you repeat the question?
How many of you guys take Jesus to school with you?
Oh, I do.
Who is that?
She did.
Okay, and the reason that I say that is because I understand that sometimes when you're with your friends, you turn into somebody different. And that happens to children everywhere, but that doesn't make it okay. And so what you need to do is you need to take God to school with you on purpose. In the morning when you get up, you say, Holy Spirit, I need you to come to school with me. When you get to school, in your mind, in your spirit, you need to talk to the Holy Spirit. If you're talking to him, then you won't act out. If you're staying in contact with him throughout your day, you're not going to act out. You're not going to do the things that you know displease God, because you're having a conversation with God. And so it's when we put God on the shelf when we get to school, or we leave him on the bus. It's not that he actually stays on the bus, but in our hearts and minds, we cut him off when we get to school. We don't talk to him once we're there. We're just kind of doing our thing. And as long as you do your thing, you can never do God's thing. And so it's important that you learn how to do God's thing. And that means keep him with you all day. If you ride the bus, you need to take him on the bus, because a lot of drama goes on the bus. Okay? You need to be talking to him. Sometimes you don't need to talk to your friends first off. They're not going to go nowhere. They're the same friends that were there yesterday. They're going to be there in a few minutes. So when you get on that bus, you need to be saying, God, go with me to school. Please keep me. I want to be kept. When you get off the bus or when you get out of your parents' car, you need to be saying the same prayer. And that's how you take God to school with you. But when you're doing your own thing and you're trying to be in everybody's business and they're being in your business and you're trying to be cool and they're trying to be cool, when you're doing all that, that's your thing. Okay? And you're not listening to God. You're not talking to God. You don't even know what's going on with God. God could be trying to tell you something, but you're so busy doing your thing that you can't hear him. And so I want you to think about taking God to school. Do it on purpose. Don't just know that, well, God is everywhere. Well, yes, he is everywhere. But since you have a relationship with him, it's time for you to step out and be a Christian. Don't be maybe Christian. Well, I'm a Christian here, but I'm not a Christian there. That diminishes who you are as a Christian. Take God with you everywhere you go. And when you talk to him and stay in touch with him when you're in different places, it's going to be very difficult for you to do things that aren't right. But when you forget God, when you hit the school grounds because you see your friends and they're doing some of everything, when you try to be like them, it is never going to work. Never going to work for you. And one of the things I just want to share with you is when I was a kid, you know, you don't think your parents know stuff, or you don't think that your parents can find out. If you have parents that pray for you, all that secret sinning that you're doing, the power of God is so strong that the power of God can show your parents while they are in prayer exactly what you are doing. So I don't want you to think that what you're doing is hid. It's not hid. It's impossible for anything that you do to be hidden from God. He has an all-seeing eye. In other words, he sees everything. So I don't want you to think that you're getting by. You all, this particular group of junior giants, you are very powerful, and you don't even know it. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted you to be junior giants is because you are so powerful. You have the ability to walk in the authority of God. And that's what you are called to do. You're not called to be like every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and LaQuisha, and Momo, and all. You're not called to be those people. You're called to be individually who you are. And that is wonderful, powerful, and saved. Okay, it's time for you to be bad girls, bad boys. And I mean that in the sense that when you walk into a room, somebody knows that the presence of God has walked in the room with you because the atmosphere shifts. Okay, but if you're going along with everybody else and just, whatever, okay, ain't no atmosphere shifting. People don't say, oh, that's that girl. She ain't up to nothing. Okay, so I want you all to remember that. You are supposed to be a light. Take God with you to school. Stop being afraid to be a Christian because you think somebody's not going to like you. If somebody doesn't like you because you love God, the one that created you, and you want to live for God, the one that died for you, then there's something wrong with that person, not with you. Okay? Response. Okay. I believe we have one more. Grace, have you gone?
No, ma'am.
Will you please go for us? And then after that, we're going to do the music. But Grace, will you tell me what it is that you know about God?
I think God is awesome because he made the world, and I believe God is there. I believe God is real because there's a Bible that tells me that there is a God, and I believe everything in the Bible. I think it's amazing to make a world with so much detail, and then there's still things being discovered in it. And then even if somebody doesn't believe in God, he still blesses them anyway. And I know God loves us because he sent his own son to be killed for our sins. So I know I'm loved greatly.
Okay. All right, so tell me something. What does it mean to you all? This is to all the junior giants. But what does it mean to you all to have faith? And I think I want to start with Ariana. What does it mean to you, Ariana, to have faith? Hello? Is Ariana there?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. The rest of you need to think about it too. What does it mean to have faith?
I have what I need to say. This is Simeon.
Okay, Simeon, go ahead.
What it means to have faith is like, because I believe in it and keep believing it.
Okay, so it means to believe?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? What does it mean to have faith?
To believe.
Okay. Can we go further than that? What else?
It's like you know God is real, but you can't see him, but you believe in him anyways because you know that there is a Bible that tells you.
Okay. The key word that you're saying there is no. It's when you know it. Regardless of what anybody else says, you know that he's real. You know that he can do what he says he can do. It's just knowing. Okay? And so you need to start exercising your faith, knowing that God is going to listen to you, knowing that God is with you, knowing that he's listening to your prayers, okay? That's what faith is. It's knowing and believing that regardless of what other people say, they may say there's no God. There's a lot of people are saying that these days, that God isn't real and God is a man like everybody else. Well, that's crazy talk. Okay? And it's crazy talk because the Bible talks about who God is. Okay? And God wants us to believe in him so that he can work for us. When we doubt God, he can't work where there's doubt. It hinders his work if we doubt him. And so it's important that we have faith and that we believe in who he is. Okay? And some of you all have powerful testimonies by healings in your family, healings to yourself. And the reason that you have those testimonies is because eventually you're going to have to share that with somebody else so that somebody else can begin to believe that God can do the things that you already know he can. And so you guys have done an awesome job this morning. I want you to just remember that you all are champions of your own self. You are witnesses for Jesus, and that is a very powerful thing. And it's important that you let your light shine. Okay, and not be scared. How many of you guys are afraid to be Christians out loud because you're afraid what other kids will say?
Mm.
How about you, Bibi?
What I think faith is believing.
No, I'm asking you, are you afraid to be a Christian at school? That your friends know that you're a Christian.
No.
Hold on. All my friends, you've already been there.
Okay.
Say that again.
I'm not afraid to be a Christian at school. All my friends know that I'm a Christian.
Okay.
So.
What about the rest of you all?
No, ma'am.
Who is this?
No.
Simeon, are you afraid to be a Christian at school?
No, ma'am. Well, I go to a Christian academy.
Okay. Okay, but what about you, Ariel?
Oh, no. I'm not afraid to be a Christian at school because all my friends know I'm a Christian and all, and they don't care. They care, but they understand some things, and they say I might even do it. I don't do some of the stuff they do, but they're still friends with me.
Okay, Ariana?
Yes?
Are you afraid to be a Christian at school?
No, because actually some of my best friends are Christian, and they're not afraid to talk to God, even if they're from other people that are not Christian.
Okay. What about you, Faith?
No, ma'am. I'm not afraid to be a Christian at school because a Christian is who I am, and I don't like to be what I'm not. So if a Christian is who I am, that's what I'm going to be. And I'm
like
not
that.
Afraid to show it.
I like that. That's very good. Okay, Grace?
No, ma'am, because I don't have shame in God.
Okay. I want to give you all an assignment. We're going to come to the end, and we're going to go to the music as we go out. I have an assignment for you all. I want you to ask your parents, and if you're not able, they're not able to get it, then see me and you can borrow mine. I want to ask your parents to get you this book called Jesus Freaks.
What? What is it
called? Jesus Freaks. F-R-E-E-K-S. Freaks.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
Yes. It's a book called Jesus Freaks. It's a very, very powerful book. You're just going to be able to read a little bit at a time. Some of it is going to be overwhelming. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you think about. And Ariel, I really want you to get this book. Okay? But I want all of you to get it, actually. Because there's a story about when I lived in Colorado, there was a young woman at Columbine High School. I remember the day that Columbine happened. I lived in that city. And they asked this young girl whether or not she believed in Jesus. And when she told them yes, they shot her and killed her. So I want you to think about how much you believe in Jesus. Is your believing in Jesus real or is it fake? Is it just because you go to church? Okay? So I want you to let me know if you have the book. And somebody's making an awful lot of noise. I want you to let me know if you can get the book. If you can't, then I will try to let you borrow mine. It's called Jesus Freaks. Okay? So the book is called Jesus Freaks. And I want you guys to try to get it, and I want you to start reading it. And while you're reading it, come up to me and tell me what you read, and tell me, and we'll discuss it. Okay? It'll be good conversation. Ariel, can you introduce our music?
Well, today, where are we? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. You want to introduce our music? Hello? Okay. We're going to be having music now as we get ready to go. You all did a wonderful job, young people. And I want to thank you for the job that you have done today. I want you to really think about the things that we talked about. It's important that you learn how to stand up for God, but you got to know the God that you're standing up for. It's not just the God that you learned about in children's church. He's the God that goes with you every day. He's the God that loves you more than anybody or anything else in this world. And you cannot be ashamed to stand up for him because he is real, and he wants you to know he's real, and he wants you to share with other people that he's real. And so, Ariel, are you there? I'm not sure what's going on with Ariel's phone today, but we're going to go on and do our music. Our music today is coming from Anthony High, a.k.a. Jazzy Boy. And the song that we're going to be playing is called In His Presence. You guys did a wonderful job. Thanks to all our listeners, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dance like David dance. Picture this romance. Milk and the honey's the land. I give him all I am. He is the great I am. No need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like COVID eat him. Some ask him what's the reason. Feel his hands on him beating. To the point I was weakened. Plus, that's what I believe in. No need for nothing vegan. Oh, I mean pagan. We should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum. Obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promise he's coming back. He's waiting on some. Be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's buried to the backslider. So why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere. Heaven's population. That motion's sustained right there. No more litigation. patience. I'm absent, a fraction is all I'm making. In need of that good virtue that comes with having patience. A faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I wanna be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet. Dreaming in and out of day, and even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human could be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than a brother, that's more than family. Jesus being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be. I'm talking to the nation. His presence is amazing. Here's some information. Wanna be blessed in his presence? No replacing. Put some hesitation on all y'all God hating. It's because of his presence I have joy. It ain't no taking. I tried it with just me. Ended up on bended knee. Found out in his presence exactly where I wanna be. Of the Lord in your life. You need to get up on your feet and dance.